welcome back to another episode of the Vikings Voices podcast presented by Hy-Vee. We're here with Augustana Women's Soccer Head Coach Brandon Barkus. Brandon, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm really excited.
Yeah, it's an exciting time for your program. You guys headed back to the NCAA tournament for the fourth time in the last 5 years. Coach, you had a little bit of drama at the selection show. Walk us through that whole process for fans that didn't get to see the selection show and what was going through your head.
Yeah, well, if you haven't seen it, you need to go watch the video on Twitter because it's pretty amazing. And that you can either go to the at Augie Women's Soccer or at Go Augie and go to Women's Soccer, and the video is there. But so the drama, let's see here. Okay, so we started. The first two regional rankings, we were ranked 7th. And feeling really good about things. They changed the size of the tournament this year. It went from a 48-team tournament to a 56-team tournament this year. And so in the years past, it was the top six teams that advanced from the 8 regions. This year, going to a 56-team tournament, they were going to increase every region by 1 to have 7 teams. But then proportionality kind of kicked in, and there's a couple bigger regions. We're one of them. And I think there's 37 teams in our region. And so a couple of the smaller regions are going to stay with 6 teams. 2 of the bigger regions are going to go to 8 teams. Anyway, we were sitting 7 for the first couple weeks. And then with this final regional ranking, we lost in the semifinals, so we got a little nervous. Everything that we kind of needed to happen happened, with Oklahoma Baptist winning their conference tournament, Mankato winning our conference tournament, and then Central Oklahoma won their conference tournament. So we're feeling pretty good about things, right? And then we get into the selection show, we're watching, and then they are going down the list of teams, number 1 and 8, 4 and 5, and then they went 2 and 7. And when they went 2 and 7 and our name wasn't announced for 7, everybody was kind of like, what's going on here? And shockingly, then the very last team selected was the 6th team to play the 3rd team, and the 6th team was us. So we actually moved up a spot. But we lost in the semifinals, so there was this gasp of like, oh, we're not 7th, and what's going on here, and what's the deal? And so then when we got announced as a 6th seed, I think everybody just kind of lost their mind, because when we weren't 7th, I think there was a little bit of like, oh no, we got bumped out. And it was so sheer elation. Women were really when you watch the athletes in the front row, there's a girl, number 21, Lauren Brownrigg, who just absolutely loses her mind.
Before the video, she has her head down, buried in the desk, and then really makes the video. And the team that you drew is the defending national champions in Central Missouri, who you guys took to the wire, scored 2 goals in the second half when you played them earlier this year, ended up losing in double overtime. So you get the full entree. You get the defending national champs. You get a rematch of a team that you played. And you get a chance to get a first round win. So thoughts on the Jennies in the first round?
And they're going to be great. It's going to be a huge challenge. I don't really know what to say. I mean, yeah, we lost in double overtime the first time we played them. But to be honest, the second goal, goalkeeper kind of made a mistake, and we jumped on it and scored. And the goal they scored in overtime, they've got a 5th-year senior, 2-time or maybe 3-time All-American, Jada Scott, who just basically took the kind of overtime over and then, you know, had a couple opportunities. They played a through ball to her. She just kind of fought through everybody and scored. And it's going to be a huge challenge. I mean, can we play with them? Maybe. I know we're going to be excited. I think there's a few things we kind of got going for us, maybe. I think, going north. We're kind of a northern team, and they're not. And so it's going to be cold, and we're kind of used to that. I mean, yesterday's training was cold. It was really cold and wet. And so today going to be cold, and tomorrow's going to be cold. And I don't think it's going to be quite as cold, you know, where they're coming from in Missouri. And so I think we might have a little bit of an advantage there, I hope. And then we've played at, Chet Anderson Stadium there in Bemidji. And so we're familiar with it a little bit. And they're not. I don't think they've ever been there. So I hope that we have a few kind of advantages like that. But they're going to be good. I mean, let's be honest. it's going to be really, really tough first round. But I think, you know, at the end of the day, you get into this situation and, you know, you're going to face really good teams no matter what. And I'm just really excited. It's exciting to have another opportunity against them. I think we're a different team than when we played them the first time. You know, in losing in the semifinals, we got a couple extra days of kind of rest and recovery for a couple of our banged up players, which they didn't. They played Sunday, and our last game was Friday. So maybe there's an advantage there. I mean, the amount of travel they have to cover is going to be much greater than us. And so, I mean, just the bottom line, I hate to keep saying I'm excited, but I'm really freaking excited. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, that matchup's just got announced at 11 a.m. on Friday. And as Coach mentioned there, in Bemidji for the regionals, basically fans can think of it as 64-team NCAA tournament. They break it down into 8 regions. You advance out of the region, go to the super region, and then eventually the Elite Eight and beyond there. Now, Coach, are you one that says when you face these postseason opponents, are you one that says, hey, we're gonna break down every single piece of film and we're gonna adjust our game plan and we're gonna make all these changes to tailor our team to the opposition? Or are you more of a coach that says, look, we're gonna do us. We're gonna do what's got us here all year. We're not changing a thing, and we're gonna play our game. Where do you fall in that spectrum?
We're a blend. Yeah. I mean, really, at the end of the day, we're going to, focus on ourselves. It's gonna be 75% us, and 25% trying to adjust based on what our opponents are gonna do. But really, our overall thought process is just trying to be the best we could possibly be. And really just focus on us. I mean, that's really the deal.
All right, Coach. Well, if you guys do advance or get another chance at Mankato, but let's go off soccer for a moment here and tell me. I know I did a little research. I know your favorite soccer player growing up is Casey Keller. Did you think you were going to be the next Casey Keller growing up? What did you love about Casey Keller? Did you think that's going to be you someday? Because you were a goalie, too.
Well, I mean, we're about the same size, 6'3", same sort of frame, had the same sort of style of play. I think any young kid looks to some professional. I mean, he was one of the first Americans to go international. Played in the English first division before he went to the Premier League. And he was just phenomenal. And I played ODP when I was a kid, ended up getting selected to the regional team, and he was at an event. It was the four regions were kind of doing an event, and there were some national, you know, player type guys there, and he was one of them. And he actually was participating in the goalkeeper session that I was participating in. And he was getting trained for the national team, and I was just, you know, a younger kid and, you know, trying to, you know, keep my head above water, so to speak. And because I was from Nebraska, and not a lot of Nebraska guys made ODP. And anyway, it just was, I mean, it was amazing. It was amazing to see what he did and how he behaved and his mannerisms. And so I tried to really steal some of those ways. And yeah, I mean, I didn't really ever know. I mean, actually, I graduated college before MLS started. I graduated in 95, aged myself here a little bit. And then MLS started in 96. So I was kind of on the cusp. And I kind of played with the Sioux City Breeze, which is defunct now, kind of a PDL-ish program. But, man, there's just no money, you know. And it was, I had to get a job. I had some debt to pay off. And you know how it goes. So, but yeah.
And then, all right, keep going down that path. What eventually brought you to Augustana? Now you're one of the longest tenured coaches in the university here.
Billiter is older than me. Hellman's older than me. A couple dudes.
And Dave.
Krauth is older than everybody.
Krauth is older than everyone. But how did you get? Okay, so you have to get a job. How did you? What was the path that led you to Augustana?
Well, so I was at the University of Minnesota. The Gophers before I came here, and I was an assistant coach there for a couple years, a little longer than 2 years, I guess. And it was a tough deal. There's a lot of I think glam and glitz and all this stuff that circulates around Division I, and everybody wants to be D1. They got everything. I totally get it. But really, quite honestly, it wasn't really me. I mean, I'm a relationship guy. I like to go and hang out with, you know, other coaches and assistant coaches and chat it up. And at the U, it was, it was very compartmentalized, and you kind of soccer did soccer. And when I would go over and try to talk to the track coaches, I mean, they were busy. Or, you know, I'd go try to talk with, you know, baseball coaches. They were busy, and they were a whole other wing. And so it just was different. And I went to a small private school, Bennington College, and, you know, it's kind of just a small school sort of guy. And anyway, my high school coach, my mentor, he was the head women's coach at Nebraska Omaha at the time. And they were in the same conference in the North Central. And I told him, I said, you know, I was really struggling. And I wasn't really, you know, wasn't really what I wanted. You know, that massive, you know, Power Five type. I mean, I thought I wanted it, but I got there and it just wasn't, grass is always greener, so to speak, right? And so there was an opening here at Augustana, and, you know, he kind of talked to me about it. He's like, look, Augustana's up and coming. It's a great school. It's, you know, it's small private. Academics are high. So he recommended, and I emailed Karen Madsen, who was the sports information director at the time and the senior women administrator and the compliance director, and kind of did a little bit of it all here, and then Bill Gross, and the rest was history. And actually, it was funny, when I interviewed here, I did a phone interview, and then I came on campus the whole day. Bill introduced me as the Gophers coach the whole day, so I kind of had a good feeling that, you know, I had a good shot. Well, I think it was between me and or the GA from USD. I think those were the two options. I was lucky enough to get it.
Yeah, and 130 plus wins later, I think the school made the right decision. All right, we're gonna wrap it up with quickfire. Everyone's favorite segment. I couldn't find my quickfire questions that I wrote up, so I'll have to freestyle a couple here. But
let's do it.
We'll start with socks and sandals. Thoughts?
No socks with sandals.
All right. Favorite food to eat? Favorite specific meal? Favorite cuisine and favorite food within that cuisine?
I'm going to say a giant ribeye steak with a garlic mashed potatoes.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Mine is nachos for
oh,
anyone.
Nachos. Oh,
so Mexican
good food,
nachos. Any concert that you could go to, who would it be?
I said Red Hot Chili Peppers with Josh, and I'm going to stick with that. That was actually my first legit concert, was Red Hot Chili Peppers. They were at this bowling alley in Omaha, Nebraska, the Ranch Bowl.
Yeah.
And it was insane concert. Flea, the bassist.
Yeah.
I don't know. But he came out in just a pair of diapers. That's it. It was amazing. It was packed. Just packed. It was so fun.
You still got that image is burned in your head in a good way.
It is, in a good way. Yeah.
All right, dinner with three people, living, dead or alive.
Probably my dad. He passed away 2 days before I turned three. And then my wife, of course, because I love her dearly. And then probably my dad's mom, my grandma Lucille.
Awesome. And Casey Keller, a close fourth.
Close fourth.
Just missed the cut. hidden talent that no one knows about, or that few know about.
Hidden talent. Oh, man.
Or something about you that some people don't know.
Gosh, I really like soccer. My kids are both great soccer players. My oldest daughter was first team all state, and my younger daughter was second team all state. So who's
the best goalie in the house?
Probably my daughter. But actually, my wife was a phenomenal goalkeeper. My wife was really, really. All our athletic genes come from them.
So three goalkeepers in the house.
Isn't that crazy?
Is the last daughter?
She's a midfielder.
She's a midfielder.
Yeah, she led the state in assists this year. It was very exciting.
Yeah. Look at that. Yeah. Look at that. All right, last one. If you had $10 million, what's the first thing you do with it?
I think I donate to Bennington College and help them with their needs. I donate here to Augustana and help them with their needs, because there's a lot. There is a lot. And then I'm going to reach out to all my family members. We don't come from a particularly affluent family, and so I've got some family members that could probably use some help, so I'd definitely help them. I think I would be giving to I'm a big believer in childhood diabetes support. I think that's really important. I think helping Sanford and some of that research, I think, would be something big. You know, I don't really need $10 million. So a lot of what I would do would be helping as many people as I possibly could help. So that's what I would do.
Well, what else do you need to know about the man that says it all right there? Every one of your answers was giving to someone else. So that's really cool. Thanks for joining us today, Brandon.
Thank you, Elliot. It was awesome, man.
Yep, best of luck this weekend.
Thanks, buddy.
Go Vikes.